Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Hal Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Kirk. And now, play ball. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeLahaz moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Cipriani pinch hits for Bill Kirk. Frank Cipriani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cipriani takes first base on ball 4. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cipriani moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jones. Cipriani scores. Houser moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to third. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Houser scores. Causey moves to third. Lump moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DeLahaz strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Essigian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Hankins pinch runs for Billy Brian. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Hankins moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hankins scores. Causey moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Dick Stigman now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Held. Causey scores. Lump moves to third. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 3 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Ty Klein pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Hal Jones. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. Romano moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Walt Bond pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Ty Klein now playing right field. Ken Aspromontii now playing second base. Vic Power now playing first base. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to first and picks off Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeLahaz strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Power reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is hit by the pitch. Power moves to third. Francona moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Power scores. Francona moves to third. Klein moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Francona scores. Klein moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. John Wyatt now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klein tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada. Aspromontii reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Romano moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing left field. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houser bunts towards third. De La Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Causey strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.